Ronald Bruce sent a text yesterday. Ronald, you listen to this show on a regular basis or WGN?
All the time, Queen Lisa. All the time.
So, are you a Chicago guy or you live in the burbs?
Yes, I live in Tinley Park. I'm from the south side of Chicago, yes.
And you traveled to Washington, D.C. because you wanted to pay respects to Jimmy Carter.
I was taking a vacation, extending my holiday. I took an Amtrak train up. I work for Amtrak. And, you know, it was kismet. So I thought, let me attend his memorial. It'd probably be once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I did it last night.
And was it emotional? Were a lot of people moved?
They were moved. I'm telling you, once you got in that rotunda, it was cold. I don't know why. It was like 60 degrees. And, I mean, so silent. The silence was deafening. The cold slate floor, the body laying in state there, and they had five or six soldiers around them at all times. And every half hour, they would switch them out, you know, like clockwork. You know, like a fine Swiss watch, they would be exchanged, you know. So it was I was there for 2 hours. I didn't want to leave. I wanted to burn this in my brain, you know.
Did they allow you to stay after you paid respects, or were you in a line and you waited for 2 hours?
No, I stayed there for 2 hours in the rotunda. You know, you could leave whenever you want. You could have stayed there as long as you want, you know, but I stayed in that rotunda for at least 2 hours. But it was 50 people in, 50 people out, and they were counting them as they came out. So, you know, it was so well organized. The line outside was hundreds in this cold weather, you know, and a trek to get up there because I was going to take an Uber. And I walked probably, 2 miles up to the Capitol and found my way in. And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
I saw what you acquired. Was everyone handed what we would call prayer cards or remembrance cards?
Yes. There was two pieces to it. As you exited, you got an opportunity to either sign your name or sign your name and write a message. I opted to just sign my name, you know. And then you were giving these two prayer cards, which I thought was so classy. And this is from the Carter family that they wanted to share with us. So I got three sets of those. I'm going to frame them, matter of fact, and give some to a couple of friends, I think.
And are you of an age that you were voting back in the day when Jimmy Carter was president?
I was born in 71.
Okay, so no.
So no.
And what's your remembrance of him as a president, or is your greater memory what he accomplished after he served as president?
I think the greater memory is afterwards. Yeah. With Habitat for Humanity, you know, who doesn't know that, right? Who doesn't know Habitat for Humanity?
What he did is absolutely unheard of. It's amazing. And he stayed humble to the end. Everyone that we know that had interactions with him said he was exactly as we perceived him, a very humble, kind man.
Yes, I was standing there and once in a while, some VIPs came into the inner circle of the rotunda. They come through the velvet ropes, and they paid their respect. These are, I don't know, senators, congressmen, whatever. I met Brad Kane. He's a legislative director. I seen him on television. I said, what's your name, Brad Kane, blah, blah, blah. I looked him up when I got home. Another woman tapped me on my shoulder and said, that's what 100 years of goodness looks like. And I agreed. I totally agreed. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing your experience with us.
Lisa.
Yeah. What an amazing experience. We appreciate you listening, Ronald.
Yes. I appreciate it, too. Thank you.